with Theater Talk on WBFO. I'm Gabe DeMayo.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
So, Tony, you're speaking later on this morning with the Garrett Club.
Garrett Club, yeah.
So tell me, for the uninitiated, what is the Garrett Club?
It's a women's club going back generations in Buffalo. It's been immortalized in A.R. Gurney's Ancestral Voices. And it will be a very educated audience. And they're doing a series every June since, I think, 1972. Nan Clarkson and a group of women at this club have done a series of lectures, Friday lectures. And this one is on alternative press, and they're talking to people from Art Voice. And so the first one was our former editor, Jeff Kelly, who talked about the alternative press and the role of Art Voice. I'll talk about covering the theater for an alternative paper. You know, people ask questions I trust, and don't think you can wing anything past these women. They are very, very sharp. I've been there before.
Well it sounds like a fun morning for you. Something that's coming up tonight, something that I've been waiting for.
You have.
Is Henry V.
Your favorite Shakespeare play.
Shakespeare in the Park, Henry yeah. V. And turn back the curtain a little bit, I keep on saying to Tony before we do theater talk, hey, Tony, let's talk about Shakespeare in the Park. It's not starting for a month and a half.
Right. I said, let's wait.
So Henry V, directed by Saul Elkin, Shakespeare in the Park.
Oh, for a muse of fire. This is the very one where the chorus evokes a muse of fire, because the small platform of a stage cannot encompass an entire English army invading France, which is what happens in this play. And so this is the story of Henry, whose Shakespeare's audience had previously seen in Henry IV, Part 1 and Part 2. He was Prince Hal and the friend of Falstaff, who is referred to in this play. This is Mistress Quickly once again. And why do you love this play so much?
You know, it's one of those plays, and I talk to anybody who will actually hear me. about this. You know, Henry V is a play that speaks to me in a lot of different ways, but, you know, people may or may not know I was in the Marines and I was in Desert Storm. And this, for somebody who's in that situation, is a play that certainly can ring true. And there are things in here that people in that situation can hold on to. So when I was in Saudi Arabia gearing up during Desert Shield into Desert Storm, I had the Henry plays sent to me because I was a lover of Shakespeare. Uh-huh. And I learned to love Shakespeare right across the street from Shakespeare in the Park at Buffalo State College. And so I'll give the proverbial shout out to Tony Lewis, who was a professor, English professor there for so many years. Uh-huh. And I took Shakespeare 1 because, like everybody else, I took Shakespeare in high school. And I said, okay, this sounds like a good class. And I fell in love with Shakespeare at Buffalo State.
Wonderful. And I would imagine that St. Crispin's Day speech has a completely different meaning to a former Marine. I listen to it in horror. but you must find it inspiring. We few evoking the friends to go into war.
Well, and the thing is, and what's great about Shakespeare is that anybody can take anything away from it because he speaks on so many different levels.
Well, I will be teaching Shakespeare this summer. From July the 21st to August the 8th, a graduate course, which people can take, Shakespeare with me. If I could be as lucky as Professor Lewis to inspire a student as he inspired you, that would be a wonderful thing indeed.
Well, you know, whether you take it in the class or you see Shakespeare in the Park, it's never a bad day when you have Shakespeare in your life. You know, Shakespeare in the Park is great not only because you can bring a picnic there, but it's also they do great theater.
They do. Tonight, Henry V, and after Henry V, Comedy of Errors. Our summer days in Buffalo are spent with Shakespeare.
And then you also got to see Cole?
Yes, I saw Cole up at Kaleidoscope. It's a review of Cole Porter's music and a little overview of his life. Loving attention has been lavished upon this production, which is arguably over-choreographed, overstaged, but just brimming with enthusiasm and all those wonderful, delightful, delicious to lovely songs.
And or also opening tonight, Mary-Kate O'Connell.
As Ann Landers, if you didn't get to see The Lady with All the Answers, her Artie Award-nominated performance is back up at O'Connell & Company, which performs at the Park School.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Gabe DeMayo.
And I'm Anthony Chase.